The Humanity of Christ in Islam.
In the teaching of Islam, Christ is first a servant, not Lord, according to the word of the Quran. Quoted is a saying of Christ, I am the slave of Allah. He hath given me the scripture, and hath blessed and made me wheresoever I may be, and hath enjoined upon me prayer and almsgiving, so long as I remain alive, and hath made me dutiful towards her who bore me, and hath not made me arrogant or unblessed. Surat Maryam, verses 30-34.
Al-Imam al-Razi, commenting on this verse, says, In this phrase, slave of Allah, there are 4 points to note.
The first is that it does away with the erroneous belief of the Christians that Isa is God.
The second point is, if Christ, when he confessed his servitude, was truthful in his statement, then truly he was Allah's slave. If he was lying, the power he used would not have been divine, but satanic, and both suppositions would render void his being a god.
The third is that the pressing need for him at that time was to remove the accusation of adultery from his mother Mary. However, Isa did not clearly deny that, but laid emphasis on the fact of his servitude, as if he had made the removal of the accusation that he was equal with Allah, more important than removing the accusation from his mother.
The fourth is that the removal of this accusation from Allah assists the removal of the accusation from his mother, because Allah would not choose an adulteress to bear a child for this great and high position.
The commentary goes on about Christian belief in the divine nature of Christ and says, The belief of Christians is very confused. They have agreed that God is not in a body nor confined, yet we can mention an argument which makes void their belief from every direction. We say that if they believe he is confined, we annul their statement with the argument that all bodies are created. If they believe he is not confined, then their statement that the Word merged with humanity, as water mixes with wine and fire blends with coal, is made void, because this is not reasonable, except there be a physical element.
The concept of the Quran with regard to the person of Christ is based upon two truths, containing a mystery which the natural man cannot comprehend.
The first truth is that Jesus, being the son of Mary, was the servant of God. This is expressed in the language of the prophets. We read in Isaiah chapter 52, verse 13, and chapter 53, verse 11, Behold, my servant shall prosper. He shall be exalted and lifted up and shall be very high. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities.
The second truth, this attribute of servant is not incompatible with the Quranic statement that he is a word bestowed upon Mary and a spirit from him.
Anyone who ponders carefully the twofold meaning of this verse in the Quran sees within it the declaration of Paul in Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, that Jesus descended from David according to the flesh, and designated Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by his resurrection from the dead.
In the teaching of Islam, Christ is second in the likeness of Adam. It is written in the Quran, Lo, the likeness of Isa with Allah is as the likeness of Adam. He created him of dust, and then said unto him, Be, and he is. Surat al-Imran, verse 59.
Abi Ja'far al-Tabari's book, Jami' al-Bayan, reports that Allah said, O Muhammad, tell the Christians of Najran that my creation of Isa without a male progenitor was similar to that of Adam, to whom I said, Be, and he was, without a progenitor, male or female. My creation of Isa from his mother, without a male, is no greater miracle than my creation of Adam.
It is related that Muhammad ibn Sa'd, quoting his father and Ibn Abbas, said, A group of people from Najran came to Muhammad, among whom were As-Sa'id and Al-Aqab. They said to Muhammad, Why do you speak about our friend? He said, And who is he? They said, Isa, you allege he is a servant of Allah. Muhammad replied, Surely he is a servant of Allah. Then they said, Have you ever seen or been informed about Isa? And forthwith they left him. Then came Gabriel, sent by our Lord, the Hearer and the Omniscient, and said, Tell them, if they come to you, that the likeness of Isa in his creation with Allah is like that of Adam.
Another story from Muhammad ibn Hussein and Ahmed ibn al-Mufaddal and As-Sa'di says, When Muhammad was sent and the people of Najran heard of him, four of their leaders, Al-Aqib and As-Sa'id and Masirjus and Marijus, came to him and asked him what he thought of Isa. He said, He is a servant of Allah, and his spirit and his word. They said, No, he is Allah. He descended from his dominion and entered into Mary, was born and manifested himself. Have you ever seen a man who was born without a father? It was then that Allah sent to Muhammad this verse, Isa is, in the eyes of Allah, the same as Adam.
A third story from Al-Kisam and Ibn Juraj and Akramah said, We heard that the Christians of Najran sent a deputation to Muhammad, among them Al-Aqab and As-Sa'id, who said, O Muhammad, why do you revile our friend? He replied, Who is your friend? They said, Isa, son of Mary. You allege he is a servant. To which Muhammad replied, Truly, he is a servant of Allah and his word, bestowed on Mary and a spirit from him.
Then they were angry with him and said, If you are truthful, show us a servant who can raise the dead and heal the blind and the leper, and who, creating from clay the form of a bird, will breathe into it so that it becomes a bird. Isn't he Allah? Muhammad said nothing until Gabriel came to him and said, O Muhammad, they who said that Allah is Christ the Son of Mary have blasphemed. Then Muhammad replied, O Gabriel, they asked me to tell them to whom Isa is similar. And Gabriel said, Isa is just as Adam.